Shaw's grocery store executives are apologizing to an African-American man after an incident this week in their Saco store. As Willis writer Arnold reports, the man believes he was singled out because of his race.
Rory Ferreras says his experience at Shaw's this week has him questioning how he fits into the state he calls home.
I'm not new to this community. I'm not someone who rabble-rouses in this community. I love where I live. I love my neighbors. I love Maine.
According to Ferreira, a musician who runs Soul Folks Records in Biddeford, he was purchasing groceries and some alcohol with his wife and child in tow when a clerk asked the couple for their IDs. Ferreira and his wife have both shopped at the store regularly, and Ferreira says never have they both been asked to present ID for similar purchases. While his wife went outside to retrieve hers from the car, he asked to see a manager to make sure he understood the policy. Ferreira says he wanted to make sure it was being applied to all customers equally.
I did say, look, I'm not trying to be rude. We're just a young black family in America, and I want to make sure we're being treated the same as everyone else. That is the only reason I asked to talk to anyone about this policy, and it's not to throw a fork in your day.
Ferreira and his family left the store. Shortly after they arrived home, a police officer showed up to issue a notice of no trespassing at Shaw's. The rapper says that scared him.
So when you call the police on me and have them at my house for asking about a policy because you don't like me, I have to wonder what you wanted to have happen to me.
For Ferreira, it suggested there was more at stake than a bag of groceries and some alcohol.
And I feel like it's my duty to make sure that the police in this place know, Shaw's knows, other corporations know, etc., that black folks ain't scared of them.
By Wednesday morning, after the story was shared on social media, Ferreira and his family were meeting Shaw's vice president of retail operations. Ken Rinaldi apologized for the incident, and the no trespassing notice was dropped. But the store manager, identified only as Bethany, refused to apologize or even meet with Ferreira. He says it's not just an apology he's looking for.
I said, I just need my neighbor, Bethany, to come in and admit a fault. I just need her to be like, look, I got hot-headed. I'm not used to people like you, whatever. And I was, whatever, I reacted poorly, whatever, whatever. But you're welcome back here, sir, and I'm sorry. No, that's all I needed.
Ferreira has reached out to the ACLU of Maine and is now considering possible legal action. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And Shaw says it is conducting an internal investigation into the matter.